This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
What are you feeling? Moon principles of Vedic astrology. In Vedic astrology, the moon is the heart of your emotional world. It governs how you feel, react, and instinctively respond to life. By understanding where your moon is placed in terms of its house, sign, and nakshatra, plus the house where Cancer falls in your chart, you can gain profound insights into your emotional landscape. The moon represents your deep subconscious, your inner psychology, and the imprints you carry as a soul from past lives. It's the seat of your cravings, desires, and emotional imprints that shape your responses in this lifetime. Let's dive into these moon principles together and explore how they impact your feelings and inner world. 1. House placement of the moon, where your emotions are focused. The house your moon sits in gives clues about where you instinctively focus your emotional energy. This house influences where you seek comfort, emotional fulfillment, and a sense of security. If your moon is in the first house, you're likely to wear your emotions on your sleeve, and how you feel often shapes your sense of identity. Personal recognition and validation are emotionally fulfilling for you. Moon in the fourth house. Here, your feelings are tied to family, home, and inner peace. You crave a sense of rootedness, and you may find comfort in creating a nurturing space around you. Moon in the seventh house. Relationships are your emotional anchor. Your feelings often revolve around the give and take of close partnerships, and you feel most secure when emotionally connected with others. Moon in the 10th house. Your career and public image play a big role in your emotional life. There's a strong drive to find emotional validation through accomplishments and how others perceive you. Wherever your moon is, that area of life becomes a focal point for your emotional needs and instincts, offering insight into where you most naturally seek comfort and connection. Habit 2, sign placement of the moon, how you express emotions. The moon's sign gives a sense of your emotional style, shaping how you instinctively express and process feelings. Each sign adds its unique character to your inner world. Aries moon. If your moon is in Aries, you feel things intensely and react quickly. You're passionate, often impulsive, and may act on emotions before fully thinking things through. With a Taurus moon, your feelings are grounded and stable. You likely seek comfort in the tangible, material security, routine, and nature can bring you peace. Gemini moon. If you have a Gemini moon, your emotions are adaptable and curious. You're mentally active, but your feelings can shift quickly as you absorb new information and experiences. Cancer moon. A Cancer moon amplifies sensitivity and emotional depth. You're likely empathetic, nurturing, and deeply in touch with the feelings of those around you. The moon sign reveals your emotional temperament, coloring how you instinctively react and express yourself. Whether fiery, earthy, airy, or watery, each sign shapes your unique approach to processing and expressing feelings. 3. Nakshatra of the moon, the fine details of your emotional personality. The nakshatra, or lunar mansion, where your moon resides, adds specific attributes to your emotional and psychological profile. Each nakshatra has unique qualities that influence your instinctive reactions and inner world. Ashwini? If your moon is in Ashwini, you're drawn to spontaneity and adventure, with a deep need for freedom and action. Rohini, Taurus. With a Rohini moon, you're nurturing, sensual, and grounded. Emotions are tied to beauty, pleasure, and stability. Ashlesha brings emotional depth and sometimes secrecy. you're likely introspective with an intensity that can be both magnetic and private. MAGA. If your moon is in MAGA, pride and heritage matter to you emotionally. Family, roots, and tradition can evoke deep feelings and a strong sense of self. Each nakshatra brings a nuanced layer to your emotions, defining your instinctive responses, strengths, and even vulnerabilities, shaping how you connect with the world emotionally. 4. House placement of Cancer, where you seek emotional security. Since Cancer is ruled by the moon, the house Cancer occupies in your chart represents the area of life where you look for emotional stability and safety. This placement affects how and where you nurture yourself and find comfort. Cancer in the first house. If Cancer is in your first house, you instinctively seek emotional security in your self-image and personal authenticity. Nurturing yourself emotionally is key to feeling balanced. Cancer in the third house. Communication and relationships with siblings or close friends play a major role in your emotional life. Talking things through often helps you feel emotionally settled. Cancer in the fifth house. With Cancer in the fifth house, creativity, romance, and children become emotional outlets. You may feel a need to nurture in these areas, bringing warmth and sensitivity to your self-expression. Cancer in the 10th house. If Cancer is in your 10th house, your career and social standing provide emotional grounding. Public validation and career stability may be essential for your inner peace. Now let's deep dive into the moon in various ascendant signs and nakshatras, helping you study and understand where and how to take care of the moon, your emotional body. By grasping these principles, you'll better understand the areas of your life that need nurturing and support, allowing for greater emotional health and stability. Emotional foundations. The fourth lord in Uttara Falguni Nakshatra, for all ascendants. In Vedic astrology, the fourth house governs emotional security, inner peace, home environment, and nurturing qualities, especially associated with the mother. When the fourth lord is positioned in Uttara Falguni Nakshatra, ruled by the sun, it introduces themes of service, stability, and long-term commitment to emotional foundations. Uttara Falguni, symbolized by the legs of a cot, represents the transition from enjoyment to responsibility and the balance between relaxation and practical effort. This nakshatra shapes the emotional body with a strong focus on dependability, nurturing relationships, and creating a solid foundation for growth. Aries ascendant, moon as the fourth lord in Uttara Falguni Nakshatra, sixth house. At ascendant characteristics, Aries, ruled by Mars, is bold, action-oriented, and naturally inclined toward leadership. Aries natives are independent, courageous, and driven to achieve personal growth. Fourth lord in sixth house. With the moon as the fourth lord in the sixth house, Aries natives connect emotional security to service, resolving conflicts, and balancing responsibilities. Uttara Falguni Nakshatra enhances their ability to nurture themselves and others through dependable emotional care and a strong sense of purpose. Emotional body. Moon in Uttara Falguni fosters a nurturing yet pragmatic emotional nature. These natives derive fulfillment from helping others, resolving conflicts, and maintaining harmony in their environment. Uttara Falguni encourages emotional growth through responsibility and long-term commitments. Connection to home and family. The home environment may reflect themes of stability, service, and discipline, fostering emotional security through consistent effort. The mother may instill values of responsibility, adaptability, and self-reliance, teaching the importance of creating harmony through service and dependability. Uttara Falguni's influence promotes emotional clarity and strength within family dynamics. Taurus ascendant, sun as the fourth lord in Uttaraguni Nakshatra, fifth house. Ascendant characteristics. Taurus, ruled by Venus, values stability, comfort, and material security. Taurus natives are grounded, patient, and focused on creating harmony in their environment. Fourth lord, sun in fifth house. For Taurus natives, the sun as the fourth lord in the fifth house connects emotional security to creativity, intellectual pursuits, and relationships with children. Uttara Falguni Nakshatra enhances their ability to lead and nurture through dependability and pride in their contributions. Emotional body. Sun in Uttara Falguni fosters a confident and nurturing emotional nature. These individuals derive fulfillment from taking responsibility for others, pursuing creative outlets, and creating harmony in their relationships. Uttara Falguni encourages emotional growth through service and intellectual engagement. Connection to home and family. The home environment may reflect themes of creativity, structure, and stability, fostering emotional security through consistent care. The mother may instill values of self-confidence, discipline, and pride, teaching the importance of nurturing relationships and creating a solid foundation for growth. Uttara Falguni's energy promotes clarity and emotional depth within family dynamics. Gemini Ascendant. Mercury as the fourth lord in Uttara Falguni Nakshatra's fourth house. Ascendant characteristics. Gemini, ruled by Mercury, is communicative, adaptable, and intellectually curious. Gemini natives thrive on learning, networking, and exploring new ideas and perspectives. Fourth Lord, Mercury in fourth house. For Gemini ascendants, Mercury as the fourth lord in the fourth house connects emotional security directly to their home environment, family traditions, and personal growth. Uttara Falguni Nakshatra enhances their ability to create stability through communication, practicality, and nurturing relationships. Emotional body. Mercury in Uttara Falguni fosters a curious and emotionally balanced nature. These natives derive fulfillment from maintaining harmonious family relationships, intellectual pursuits, and creating a nurturing home environment. Uttara Falguni encourages emotional growth through responsibility and meaningful connections. Connection to home and family. The home environment may emphasize communication, discipline, and dependability, fostering emotional security through intellectual engagement and structured care. The mother may instill values of adaptability, wisdom, and responsibility, teaching the importance of creating harmony through consistent effort. Uttara Falguni's influence promotes clarity and emotional resilience within family dynamics. Cancer Ascendant, Venus as the fourth lord in Uttara Falguni Nakshatra, third house. Ascendant characteristics. Cancer, ruled by the moon, is nurturing, emotionally sensitive, and family-oriented. Cancer natives prioritize emotional security and harmonious relationships. Fourth Lord, Venus in third house. For Cancer ascendants, Venus as the fourth lord in the third house connects emotional security to communication, creativity, and relationships with siblings or peers. Uttara Falguni Nakshatra enhances their ability to balance nurturing and responsibility in their relationships. Emotional body. Venus in Uttara Falguni fosters a nurturing and relationship-focused emotional nature. These natives derive fulfillment from meaningful communication, maintaining harmony in relationships, and engaging in creative self-expression. Uttara Falguni encourages emotional growth through dependability and collaboration. Connection to home and family. The home environment may reflect themes of communication, creativity, and responsibility, fostering emotional security through meaningful connections. The mother may instill values of adaptability, balance, and care, teaching the importance of nurturing relationships through consistent effort. Uttara Falguni's influence promotes emotional depth and clarity within family dynamics. Leo Ascendant, Mars as the fourth lord in Uttara Falguni Nakshatra, second house. Ascendant characteristics. Leo, ruled by the sun, is confident, dynamic, and self-expressive. Leo natives seek emotional security through leadership, creativity, and self-identity. Fourth Lord, Mars in second house. For Leo ascendants, Mars as the fourth lord in the second house connects emotional security to family values, material stability, and communication. Uttara Falguni Nakshatra enhances their ability to find pride and emotional satisfaction in family traditions and financial growth. Emotional body, Mars in Uttara Falguni fosters a bold and disciplined emotional nature. These natives find fulfillment in maintaining family honor, building financial security, and nurturing meaningful connections. Uttara Falguni encourages emotional growth through responsibility, strength, and self-expression. Connection to home and family. The home environment may emphasize tradition, stability, and pride, fostering emotional growth through structured care and leadership. The mother may instill values of resilience, discipline, and respect for family traditions, teaching the importance of creating security through consistent effort. Uttara Falguni's energy promotes emotional clarity and strength within family dynamics. Virgo Ascendant, Jupiter as the fourth lord in Uttar Falguni Nakshatra, first house, ascendant characteristics, Virgo, ruled by Mercury, is analytical, practical, and service-oriented. Virgo natives seek emotional security through structure, intellectual engagement, and meaningful service. Fourth lord, Jupiter in first house. For Virgo ascendants, Jupiter as the fourth lord in the first house connects emotional security directly to their self-expression, leadership, and personal development. Uttara Falguni Nakshatra enhances their ability to balance service and emotional nurturing in their personal lives. Emotional body. Jupiter in Uttara Falguni fosters a nurturing and optimistic emotional nature. These natives derive fulfillment from helping others, leading by example, and finding harmony in their daily lives. Uttara Falguni encourages emotional growth through wisdom, responsibility, and care. Connection to home and family. The home environment may reflect themes of care, stability, and intellectual engagement, fostering emotional growth through structured efforts and meaningful connections. The mother may instill values of compassion, discipline, and self-awareness, teaching the importance of balancing service with personal well-being. Uttara Falguni's influence promotes emotional resilience and clarity within family dynamics. Libra ascendant, Saturn as the fourth lord in Uttara Falguni Nakshatra, 12th house. Ascendant characteristics. Libra, ruled by Venus, values harmony, balance, and meaningful relationships. Libra natives seek emotional security through fairness, intellectual engagement, and strong partnerships. Fourth lord, Saturn, in 12th house. For Libra ascendants, Saturn as the fourth lord in the 12th house connects emotional security to solitude, spiritual exploration, and letting go of attachments. Uttara Falguni Nakshatra enhances their ability to find emotional peace through structured introspection and spiritual discipline. Emotional body, Saturn in Uttara Falguni fosters a reflective and disciplined emotional nature. These natives derive fulfillment from addressing hidden emotional patterns, engaging in spiritual practices, and embracing solitude for self-growth. Uttara Falguni encourages emotional growth through responsibility, introspection, and care. Connection to home and family. The home environment may reflect themes of solitude, discipline, and tradition, fostering emotional growth through spiritual and intellectual exploration. The mother may instill values of resilience, wisdom, and inner strength, teaching the importance of creating emotional security through self-awareness. Uttara Falguni's influence promotes emotional clarity and renewal within family dynamics. Scorpio ascendant, Saturn as the fourth lord in Uttara Falguni Nakshatra, 11th house. Ascendant characteristics. Scorpio, co-ruled by Mars and Ketu, is intense, transformative, and emotionally resilient. Scorpio natives seek emotional security through meaningful connections and shared goals. Fourth lord Saturn in 11th house. For Scorpio ascendants, Saturn as the fourth lord in the 11th house connects emotional security to friendships, social networks, and long-term ambitions. Uttara Falguni Nakshatra enhances their ability to foster stability and pride in their community and relationships. Emotional body. Saturn Uttara Falguni fosters a structured and emotionally responsible nature. These natives derive fulfillment from maintaining harmonious social connections, building lasting relationships, and creating security for themselves and their community. Uttara Falguni encourages emotional growth through collaboration, service, and dependability. Connection to home and family. The home environment may reflect themes of structure, balance, and social harmony, fostering emotional growth through meaningful connections. The mother may instill values of responsibility, perseverance, and care, teaching the importance of nurturing relationships through consistent effort. Uttara Falguni's energy promotes emotional depth and pride within family and social dynamics. Sagittarius ascendant, Jupiter as the fourth lord in Uttara Falguni Nakshatra, 10th house. Ascendant characteristics. Sagittarius, ruled by Jupiter, is adventurous, philosophical, and optimistic. Sagittarius natives prioritize emotional security through intellectual exploration, spirituality, and meaningful relationships. Fourth lord Jupiter. In 10th house, for Sagittarius ascendants, Jupiter as the fourth lord in the 10th house connects emotional security to career, leadership roles, and public recognition. Uttara Falguni Nakshatra enhances their ability to balance professional success with nurturing emotional connections. Emotional body. Jupiter in Uttara Falguni fosters an emotionally stable and ambitious nature. These natives derive fulfillment from achieving career goals, fostering relationships, and maintaining family pride. Uttara Falguni encourages emotional growth through leadership, wisdom, and dependability. Connection to home and family. The home environment may reflect themes of stability, intellectual engagement, and professional focus, fostering emotional security through consistent effort and care. The mother may instill values of compassion, discipline, and balance, teaching the importance of blending career ambitions with family priorities. Uttara Falguni's influence promotes emotional clarity and pride within family and professional dynamics. Capricorn Ascendant, Mars as the fourth lord in Uttara Falguni Nakshatra, ninth house. Ascendant characteristics, Capricorn, ruled by Saturn, is disciplined, practical, and goal-oriented. Capricorn natives seek emotional security through stability, responsibility, and perseverance. Fourth Lord Mars in ninth house. For Capricorn ascendants, Mars as the fourth lord in the ninth house connects emotional security to spirituality, higher learning, and ancestral values. Uttara Falguni Nakshatra enhances their ability to find fulfillment in philosophical exploration and embracing traditions. Emotional body. Mars in Uttara Falguni fosters a determined and introspective emotional nature. These natives find fulfillment in maintaining family traditions, exploring spiritual growth, and pursuing higher knowledge. Uttara Falguni encourages emotional growth through discipline, responsibility, and intellectual engagement. Connection to home and family. The home environment may reflect themes of tradition, spirituality, and resilience, fostering emotional security through connection to higher ideals. The mother may instill values of courage, wisdom, and respect for ancestral heritage, teaching the importance of balancing ambition with spirituality. Uttara Falguni's energy promotes clarity and growth within family and spiritual dynamics. Aquarius Ascendant, Venus as the fourth lord in Uttara Falguni Nakshatra, eighth house. Ascendant characteristics, Aquarius, ruled by Saturn, values innovation, intellectual growth, and humanitarian ideals. Aquarius natives prioritize emotional security through meaningful connections and transformative experiences. Fourth Lord, Venus, in 8th house. For Aquarius ascendants, Venus as the fourth lord in the 8th house connects emotional security to shared resources, emotional transformation, and depth in relationships. Uttara Falguni Nakshatra enhances their ability to embrace change while maintaining balance in their personal life. Emotional body. Venus in Uttara Falguni fosters a nurturing and emotionally transformative nature. These natives derive fulfillment from resolving emotional challenges, building intimate connections, and finding stability amidst change. Uttara Falguni encourages emotional growth through adaptability, creativity, and care. Connection to home and family. The home environment may reflect themes of transformation, balance, and nurturing relationships, fostering emotional security through shared values and mutual respect. The mother may instill values of resilience, compassion, and adaptability, teaching the importance of embracing growth through emotional exploration. Uttara Falguni's influence promotes emotional depth and harmony within family dynamics. Pisces Ascendant, Mercury as the fourth lord in Uttara Falguni Nakshatra, seventh house. Ascendant characteristics. Pisces, ruled by Jupiter, is compassionate, imaginative, and spiritually inclined. Pisces natives seek emotional security through meaningful relationships, creativity, and intellectual exploration. Fourth lord, Mercury in seventh house. For Pisces ascendants, Mercury as the fourth lord in the seventh house connects emotional security to partnerships, communication, and shared responsibilities. Uttara Falguni Nakshatra enhances their ability to maintain harmony and balance in their relationships through thoughtful engagement and dependability. Emotional body. Mercury in Uttara Falguni fosters an emotionally curious and relationship-focused nature. These natives derive fulfillment from nurturing meaningful partnerships, fostering collaboration, and balancing intellectual and emotional connections. Uttara Falguni encourages emotional growth through service, communication, and care. Connection to home and family. The home environment may emphasize communication, collaboration, and balance. fostering emotional security through thoughtful engagement and nurturing relationships. The mother may instill values of adaptability, intellectual curiosity, and harmony, teaching the importance of maintaining strong partnerships. Uttara Falguni's influence promotes emotional clarity and renewal within family and relational dynamics.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood.
Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.